did Israel carry out a drone strike on one of Iran's military facilities at the weekend. The Iranian Defense Ministry said it foiled the attack in Isfahan and said the site had suffered only minor damage. It said three drones were involved in the attack on Saturday night. It said one was destroyed by air defense systems and two were caught by so-called defense traps. So what's the significance of the attack? Well, Fawaz Jerges is Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics. He's on the line now. Professor Jerges, thank you for being with us. Do we know anything more, first of all, about what goes on at the military facility which was targeted?
I mean, I think for your own listeners, most of the information that we know comes from intelligence sources, particularly American intelligence sources. So we don't really have multiple sources. According to American intelligence sources, the target that was attacked by Israel, according to American sources, basically engages in missile production. It was in the center of Isfahan, one of the major cities in Iran, and Isfahan is well known to be a city where research for the nuclear program and missile productions takes place in Isfahan.
Does it expose Iran's weaknesses when it comes to defense, even though it says it destroyed all three drones?
Well, of course it does. Again, this was not the first attack, in the heart of the homeland in Iran. Since 2019, Israel, according to American sources and Israeli sources, have carried out some major attacks in the very heart of Iran. This exposes its vulnerabilities. Israel boasts about its ability to deliver blows. It's humiliating. The idea is to have Iran pay a price to degrade Iranians' strategic military facilities. But remember, these are all tactical victories on the part of Israel. In fact, some American officials are very angry. While Israel scores tactical victories, Iran is winning the big strategic battle. Iran is making major strides in its efforts to obtain enough nuclear capabilities to build a nuclear weapon if it decides to do so. So while it is very humiliating for Iran, it shows Israel's long hand. The reality on the ground is that the more Israel strikes tactically, the more determined Iranian leaders become in their decision to really go on in their developing their nuclear program.
Israel hasn't made any comment on this at all, as you would expect. American intelligence and others are pointing the finger at Israel being responsible. And I wondered, given the new hard right government in place in Israel, would it be those elements driving this or Netanyahu? But judging from what you said, the history of Israel's attacks on Iran, then it's not those new elements of government.
Well, I think, first of all, this government, according to Israeli officials, it's one of the most extreme governments in Israel's history, quote unquote. So it's not just a hard, hardline government, both in terms of its agenda for domestic politics in Israel and its regional relations with the Palestinians and Iran. But this policy is part of the security and strategic apparatus of Israel, period. The only difference is Netanyahu has made Iran look at Iran as an existential enemy. And why? For a variety of reasons, because Iran has really become a major military power. It's developing long missiles, strategic and ballistic missiles. It has also developed drones. It coordinates now strategically with Russia. According to American sources, it also exports drones to Russia. So even though this strategy is what the new government is executing, the strategic strategy of Israel, there's a real danger with this new extreme government in Israel that things could get out of control. And there's a real danger of a other limited confrontation between Iran and its allies and Israel and its allies, or even an all-out war in the region.
Thank you very much indeed, Fawaz Georges, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics.